Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
Mitesh sent me a story that he found in Australia on the internet, but from Australia. And this is an interesting story because we hear about these kinds of things from time to time. But a Melbourne dentist has won the right to identify a Google reviewer that he says left him an unfair comment. And this is the kind of thing, and it's the age we live in, Yelp and Google and all kinds of different places you can rate people, businesses, and so on. And I mean, it's across the board. And so I can tell you right now that I've had people tell me that they've rated me on Google. Not sure why you do that, but whatever. And the funny thing is that I've had people go onto Google and give me bad ratings. And I go in from time to time and look at them, but I don't spend much time on them because, frankly, I don't care. But I've had people say things like, I called his office and he couldn't help me. And then they give me a bad review, despite the fact that they were never a client. They're not in the state of Michigan. And they called me about a case that I don't handle, even if they were in the state of Michigan, which I, So Rohan Smith wrote the article for thenews.com.au. A Melbourne dental surgeon is going after an anonymous person who left a scathing and defamatory review about his business on Google. That's what he says. He says it was scathing and defamatory. And so he's now gone to court and won the right to have the reviewer's identity revealed. Now, it may or may not still happen because Google is in America and Melbourne and the dental surgeon from Melbourne are in Australia. But apparently a court in Australia has said that he has the right to do this, and they're going to then send the legal documents to America and ask Google to identify, as best they can, the person who left the anonymous review. Dr. Matthew Kabab, K-A-B-B-A-B-E, could be Kabab, but Kabab rolls off my tongue better, runs a clinic in Northcote, just north of the Melbourne CBD, took the matter to the federal court requesting Google be ordered to unmask the person who wrote the bad review. He said a user going by the handle CBSM23, I doubt that's their birth name, left the only negative review about his business. So on Wednesday, a federal court granted Dr. Kabab's request to order Google to identify CBSM23. Justice Murphy wrote, Dr. Kabab seeks a preliminary discovery to identify the unknown prospective respondent so that he may bring a defamation proceeding against him or her. And then, for the reasons I explain, this is the justice writing, I consider it appropriate to accede to the application and to grant leave to Dr. Kabab to serve the proceedings on Google in the USA by sending it by international registered post with an acknowledgement of receipt to be provided to Dr. Kabab's solicitor. Dr. Kabab's lawyer told the ABC News that the ruling is groundbreaking and a win for his client. He said a bad review can shut down a business these days because most people live and breathe online. There's a couple issues here, though. What if the review was fair? What if the person was being honest? What did they say? Sometimes people just look at one or two bad reviews and decide to go somewhere else. This, again, is the attorney writing or speaking. We think Google has a duty of care to Australian small businesses and businesses globally for allowing these reviews to go on. The lawyer said it was unfair for people to leave negative comments while hiding behind pseudonyms. Welcome to the internet, my friend. Dr. Kabab's case will return to court on March 25th. Now, there's several things that you should know about this. Number one, this is happening in Australia. I'm not sure how this would shake out in an American court, but I'm sure you know there's a variety of things that you need to think about. One of which is if you write something about someone, it could be considered defamatory and it could be considered libelous if you write something that is false and somehow defames the person that you're writing about. But generally speaking, truth is a defense to most libel or slander claims. If you want to keep those two separate in your minds, libel is written, slander is spoken. And it's not quite the memory trick you can normally do, but libel has the second letter I, writing has the letter I in it, and slander and spoken both start with S. That's how I remember it. So if someone speaks and says something defamatory about you, it could be slander. And if they write something or post something, put it into some kind of written form, that, of course, could be libel. And so if somebody posts an opinion and says, you know, I went to this service provider and I didn't like them, I had a bad experience there. Unfortunately, there are businesses out there that will come after you and sue you for libel and say that's libelous, despite the fact it's an opinion and it's not something that can be measured objectively. And a lot of businesses simply file those lawsuits to try to get the person to take the review down. And it's unfortunate because I don't think Yelp and Google reviews and other businesses that put up reviews, I don't think they actually have as much impact as people think they do. There's the famous story a couple years ago about the pizzeria out, I believe in California, that actually encouraged people to post negative reviews about them because they were just getting sick and tired of dealing with Yelp. And they simply said, go on to Yelp and give us a bad review. Give us, and we'll give you a discount on your pizza. And I can tell you that when I first started having people tell me, they said, hey, Steve, I just gave you a bad review on Google. I people actually send me notes. That's, you know, they got upset about something I said during a video and they gave me a bad review on Google. And they wouldn't say, by the way, this guy did a video I didn't like. They'd say, he's a bad attorney. I mentioned that during a live feed a couple of weeks ago. And several people told me in response to that, they said, well, I just went on and gave you a good review. I would never ask people to go on and give me reviews. I don't do that. I don't read the reviews except for when people tell me they're entertaining. I really don't care. I also don't check review sites before I look at a business because anonymous reviews aren't worth much. Why do I care if somebody I don't know says something about some place I've never been to? And now, some people who are going to play devil's advocate, because half the audience always wants to, they're going to say, Steve, if thousands of people go someplace and review it, can't you then tell based on the trends in the reviews or the maybe the bulk of the reviews or the average review? No, you can't do that. You can't. I know people who've gotten their friends to write them reviews. And there is a website out there whose name I will not say that lists attorneys. And if you get 10 people to give you a rating on this website, they then elevate you. And the whole they're trying to get attorneys to use this website. And they hope that if your friend asks you to review them, that you'll then ask them to review you and you'll both start using this website. And I remember a friend of mine called me and said, Steve, I need 10 reviews. Will you review me? And I said, sure. So I gave him a review. And the funny thing is, I, at that point, became aware of this little thing. And I went onto that website and looked up some people I know in the community of lawyers. And what's funny is I found a bunch of attorneys that I know who were listed, and they all had 10 reviews, because that apparently was what you needed to get above some threshold. And I noticed that all of my people that I checked had all given each other the reviews. And so what good is it to read the reviews on this website knowing that the first 10 were given by the friends of this person, especially when you click on that person and go over here and you say, oh, they gave them a review and they gave them a review. It's what you call log rolling. It's something's happening, but nothing's happening. You know? So do I look at Yelp reviews when they go up? No. Do I look at Google reviews? No. Why should I? A person I don't know. And I've mentioned this before, and articles have been written about this as well. So, I mean, this is not my invention. It's not something I discovered, but it's absolutely true. If you want to have some fun, read the reviews under things like, oh, I don't know, the Eiffel Tower or Mount Rushmore. And you will see people posting joke reviews, and you'll also see people posting reviews who clearly don't get it. Okay? You know, I went to Mount Rushmore, and it's just four big carvings of presidents on the side of a hill. What did you think it was? Animatronic? What were you expecting? CGI? You know? Nicolas Cage was nowhere to be found. And that's, you know, when you crowdsource something, okay, you're having a lot of faith in the crowd. Okay, I don't have that much faith in the crowd. So if somebody goes onto a website and makes a statement of opinion about your business, move on. But if they make an actual, measurably false statement, let's get back to the doctor in Australia, the dentist. Let's suppose someone went on that website and said, and I'm making this up, but I'm doing this for reason here. Let's suppose they said, I went into this man's office, and while performing surgery on me, he accidentally pulled out the wrong teeth, threw them away, and he laughed. Ha, 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 ha. Okay, if that never happened, obviously, libel. And I believe that's actionable. And I would say, yes, go after that. But I would need to see what the person wrote, because I have seen examples of businesses that went after people who posted bad opinions about them. And I have news for you. People out there will have bad opinions of you if you put yourself out there. Trust me. In many respects, the comment section below my videos are reviews of me. They're reviews of my video. Many of them are. And I'm not going to sue anybody for a comment under a video any more than I would sue somebody for putting a comment about me on Google. What are you going to do? I would personally suggest that if you are the kind of person who's inclined to read the reviews and you get upset by one, remind yourself that all the other good reviews will bury it with kindness, and that might happen. But like I said, as of right now, a Melbourne dentist has won the right to find out the identity, if possible, of a Google reviewer that has left an unfair comment regarding his business. So there you go. Questions or comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. Nothing is so strong as the power of self-delusion.